Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. The debate over health care, particularly single-payer health care, is front and center on the political stage.
Everyone gets a right to basic health care. That's what Medicare for All is all about, and that's why we're here.
The reason that I am supporting Medicare for All is it's pretty basic. I believe that it's simply the moral and ethical thing to do.
We are no longer going to get ripped off and pay the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs on the Medicare for All. We're going to negotiate.
And this attention is welcome news to the group Physicians for a National Health Program. They're health professionals who advocate for a single-payer health system. Dr. Adam Gaffney, a pulmonary specialist at the Cambridge Health Alliance and Harvard Medical School, is the newly elected president of the group, and he joins us in studio. Welcome, Dr. Gaffney.
Thank you for having me.
So this attention on single-payer health care, is that good news for you?
It's an exciting development. You know, we've come so far in recent years. Public understanding of the importance of single payer has risen. There has been obviously a major increase in support for a single payer bill in both the House and the Senate. And so we're very heartened. But obviously, there's major obstacles ahead, particularly from powerful healthcare corporations.
And when you say single payer, are you talking a Medicare-like system that would be run for everybody?
Medicare, but better. We call it improved Medicare for All. Mm-hmm. Basically, comprehensive benefits, universal coverage for everyone in the country, no copays or deductibles. And it sounds really good, and it's also very doable, as the experience of many other nations tells us.
Well, the arguments against it, I'll play devil's advocate here. Somebody's got to. So the arguments have been cost and quality. So let's start with the big one, cost. Wildly different estimates have come out about, you know, trillions. It's going to cost trillions. We're never going to be able to afford this. Your taxes. Oh, my goodness. So give me your estimate. What's it going to cost to do this enhanced Medicare for All program?
Well, a lot of the debate about this is very misleading. What matters is what we spend overall as a country on health care. Some of the money that is currently being spent on premiums, copays, deductibles will be replaced by taxes. But overall, even the estimate from the Mercatus Center, which is a libertarian think tank, actually found that overall health care spending would fall with implementation of Medicare for All. So there's a lot of misleading rhetoric about the costs. Yes, we'll have to replace some of the private premiums with some new taxes, but as a nation as a whole, we can expect to spend no more, probably somewhat less than we're currently spending.
And when you say that, you're talking about spending as a nation on health care. You want to say that because I think that Mercatus, I mean, I thought they said something like $32 trillion over 10 years. Is that right?
They are. So there's two different things. One is total health care spending as a nation. They estimated that overall health care spending as a nation would in fact fall. But yes, there would need to be some new taxes to replace existing premiums, okay? So they're two different things. But what really matters to the average American is not whether they're paying, a certain amount of money to a premium or to a tax. What matters is overall how much are you spending on healthcare.
Right.
And that is not going to go up, because for every $1 increase in taxes, we're talking about more savings through lower through getting rid of premiums and getting rid of copays and deductibles. So overall, people would do better. And more importantly, they would never need to worry about not being able to get the care they need because of costs.
Well, some folks say, though, if you look at other countries, as you mentioned, Canada, the UK, that's where the quality argument comes in. They say that folks do not have access all the time, and certainly do not have timely access to health care. There are delays and waits and sometimes dangerous delays in getting necessary medical treatment. So what do you say to those folks about when they say, look at the systems in those countries, they're not really any better? Your response.
Well, they're certainly better. People are not going without needed care in Canada because they're uninsured. People are not, and I've seen people not get the care they need and wind up in the ICU because they are unable to attend to their medical problems. People are not going without needed medications because the copays are too high. People are living longer in those countries. Overall, the healthcare quality in those countries is in many respects is higher, as independent assessments have shown. So a lot of of what we hear about these other nations is a lot of fear-mongering. Yes, no, one healthcare system is perfect. We want to combine the best of the American healthcare system as it is now with the best of how things work in other nations. We're not talking about totally copying any other country's healthcare system, and we can do better, for sure.
And this would totally eliminate the health insurer. Is that right?
The health insurance industry plays no useful role. You have a single public program like Medicare, but give it to everyone and have it cover everything. You have enormous savings to be achieved by having a single public insurer. The private health insurance industry, the privatized, fragmented health insurance industry, produces incredible waste in our system in terms of administrative costs, in terms of overhead, in terms of profit. So yes, you have one public payer for everyone, and you produce enormous savings.
What about those who say, you know, we know that it's expensive now, and the costs really, of course, we've heard, all of us have heard those horror stories about some really exorbitant costs of healthcare, but some say that those costs are so high because they actually subsidize research and other things so we can continue to be an innovative country in healthcare, and that's why we have research in all kinds of innovative treatments that help people live longer.
First of all, an enormous amount of the research that's being done in this country is already publicly funded through the NIH. Okay, so let's not forget that. And yes, pharmaceutical companies are doing research. On the other hand, they have monopolies that allow them to basically charge whatever they want for those drugs. And so there's no question in my mind that we can bring down drug prices and still have as much innovation. Maybe that means spending a little more from the public purse on drug development, but we can do it and bring down drug prices.
I wonder, Dr. Gaffney, you know, we're talking about a group of healthcare professionals. When we say the Physicians for a National Health Program, would you say that the health professionals in this group are in the majority, that most of the physicians believe that this is the way to go?
Well, you know, it's surprising to some people to hear it, but the polling that has been done on this issue has found majority support among physicians for single payer. Mm. And, you know, why is that? Well, in many ways, the current system is not so great for doctors either, okay? Obviously, patients are being hurt in many ways, but it's not great for physicians in many ways. Physicians are spending more and more of their time on clerical activities, on paperwork, fighting with insurers, things that take them away from the bedside, away from the patient, and force them to instead waste it. So really, the current system isn't working great for physicians, and we think that this would make medicine better for both sides.
Hmm. Okay. So you're optimistic that there might be some movement on this, I think.
Oh, there's going to be movement. There's going to be developments in the weeks ahead. We're very excited, and we're going to make this happen. I don't know when, but we will.
All right, Dr. Adam Gaffney, pulmonary specialist at the Cambridge Health Alliance and Harvard Medical School. He's also the new president of Physicians for a National Health Program. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.
Wait, don't go yet.
Because you already know how to download a podcast.
But if you have any other tech or life question, maybe we can help you. WBUR is working on a new show, and we need your tech questions.
Or maybe your parents' questions. Just click that little phone-shaped app on your cell phone and leave a message. 617-917-4717.
Yes, we know. How quaint. A phone call. But give it a try. 617-917-4717.